What's going on, everybody? The garage is open once again for the EG3 show. My name is Eddie Greer III, host of the EG3 show podcast. And ladies and gentlemen, if you've been listening for quite a while, or this is the first time that you've tuned into this podcast, the EG3 show is all about the world of NASCAR, KB World Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and of course, the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series, the three biggest divisions in all of motorsports. In this segment of the podcast for you guys tonight is the stage break here this weekend, preparing for short track action, the last Coliseum, Bristol Motor Speedway, going to go down this weekend. Of course, we'll have a preview of that at some point this weekend. I have a bunch of stuff going on outside the podcast. I'll try to get that going. Also, from Pit Road Edition is next, following the stage break here also later this week. But breaking news happened yesterday concerning Hendrick Motorsports. Once again, this stage break will focus on, once again, the number 9 Napa Chevy Camaro ZL1 of Chase Elliott. Lightning strikes twice for this Hendrick team, once again getting penalized. And how about this? This is another L1 penalty. This is like the third or fourth one that we have seen here this year, and two of those issued to this 9 team. The other one was to the 4 of Harvick. Yeah, this is the third L1 penalty of the year already, and two of those, 66% of it, goes to this 9 team, issued after the race at, Texas Motor Speedway. I had an epiphany for a minute there. But yes, another L1 penalty handed out to this 9 team, and another loss in additional points. And like I talked about on the previous stage break a while back, a few weeks ago, in between L1 penalties, I talked about the crew chief needed to be punished for its actions. He's in charge of the calls and what to put into the race car and such forth. While the car chief, yeah, he's a part of the deal, but he works on the race cars much as the car chief, crew chief does. But the crew chief is in charge of what to take in or take out of his race car. And yet again, another penalty on the Napa 9 team. And Al Gustafson, well, he's going to be put in a timeout for 2 races, suspended 2 races starting this weekend, along with, of course, suspended the car chief also as well. The team was assessed loss of another set of 20 owner points, and also Chase Elliott lost another set of 20 driver points. 40 to 45 points have been lost due to penalties for Chase Elliott, and he is outside the top 16 right now in driver points right now. All this talk going into the season about this young man, obviously very talented, and he was really, if you want to put this, on top of the board as one of these young gunners to break out and have a fantastic year, win all these races, get to the chase, and have an opportunity for the postseason. But right now, I know we're almost 1/4 into the season. We're 7 races in the books here this year. Chase Elliott has still yet to win this year, and now he's going to have to do it. Go to Bristol, go to Richmond without his crew chief and car chief. I believe his car chief will be back in Richmond, but not having both of those guys now, your top dogs, in charge of that 9 car, this one hurts. Double whammy in the books. And Chase Elliott, he, in practice last week, he seemed to be a little bit off on speed. William Byron led all Hendrick Motorsports cars at Texas last week with a 10th place finish. And he, by the way, I mentioned this on the post-race podcast. If you guys have yet to listen to that, I encourage you to do that on whenever you get your podcast. But Byron, I gave him a chance, and he delivered, and he was pretty good. Even though he had to go get a backup engine right off the truck with the primary, it was sour, immediately changed to the backup. He started in the back of the field and progressively moved up through the field, took advantage, of course, the breaks, the heavy hitters, like Hamlin, Keselowski, Larson, Truex, and those guys, going out of the race early. Byron stayed with it, finishing the top 10. So again, we talked about Bowman at Martinsville and Byron. So these guys getting some of the love right now. And we're talking about Jimmy Johnson still. We're waiting on him. Everybody's still waiting on him to come out party and show the speed. Everybody's harping on he showed speed. Well, he won practice. Yeah, he did all that. But yet, what people are missing, he got a lap down. He still got a lap down at Texas and eventually got caught up in the big one at Texas, along with Almirola, Hamlin, and Keselowski, unfortunately, for that 48 team. So we're not talking about Chase Elliott. We're not talking about Jimmy Johnson weekly. We're talking about the other side of the bar for Hendrick Motorsports, like Alex Bowman, and now, last week, William Byron getting some love. So, again, you know, Chase Elliott, unfortunate situation for him again. You know, these penalties, you know, self-inflicted wounds, that theme continues into this week. Self-inflicted wounds like Harvick last week at Texas, and their pick crew not showing up to play, and more information on this penalty. Again, the number 9 team in the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series from Hendrick Motorsports. You listen to the EG3 show with yours truly, Eddie Greer III, here tonight on this stage break, getting ready for Bristol. Received an L1 level penalty for a violation found at the NASCAR R&D Center, stemming from last Sunday's race at Texas. The team was found to have violated sections 20.4.8.1. All those numbers, still not sure how they came up with all that. Dealing with the rear window support again. This has been a common theme going back to Harvick. Harvick's window broke, and we're still kind of suspect on whether that really I know he had the dominant car at Vegas and all that, but, you know, the conspiracy theorists out there are still wondering if that has something to do with that. But anyways, a brace that supports the rear window did not meet the requirements for keeping the rear window glass rigid in all directions. And Alan Gustafson is getting the boot for 2 races, and he got hit with a $50,000 penalty. And, of course, suspended for 2 races. So, all these points. This is 45 points. 40 to 45 points. That is accumulated, really, to a top 5 finish or a top 3 finish. If you look at that, and possibly a win at that as well. You take that away, and you get hit hard. And Chase Elliott is outside the top 16 right now in points, sitting 18th and heading into Bristol next, where he's had some solid runs at Bristol more smoothly, but he's going to have to do it if he's going to get back into things. He's still capable of winning, but right now it's the Bowman and Byron show right now, coming up big and getting more and more love here as we getting here deep here into the season. We're starting to begin the middle stretch of this portion of the season. But yeah, a huge hit for the 9 team, and not only once, but you get hit twice. Something's got to change. And I know Alan Gustafson, a veteran crew chief of the sport, obviously, he's crew chief, of course, Jeff Gordon, Mark Martin, those guys, and now he has Chase Elliott for the last couple years. That combination has run strong. Obviously, the way that they performed in last year's postseason was tremendous, and having the opportunity to possibly race for a championship, that did not happen, obviously. But again, the self-inflicted wounds talked about in the post-race podcast, and for this team here, they gotta stop the bleeding on that, because it's gonna cost them if they do not win here with the next stretch of races here or whatnot. I mean, we got the exhibition race, the All-Star race. More news about that on the preview show here coming up later in the week as we get ready for short track action. But if they don't win here, that's going to put a lot of pressure start to put the pressure belt on Chase Elliott. We know how hard he gets on himself when, you know, he doesn't close out a race, and we've seen that multiple times from him. He's very hard on himself, and again, you can't control the what you can do is control what you can do in the track, but when you get away from it, or when the pit crew's doing whatever it needs to the car, you can't control that right now. But the highest finishing, well, in the standings right now, as I look at here right now, is Alex Bowman sitting up here in the 14th spot. And he had Byron ahead of Elliott as well, sitting a couple notches lower, the 17th. They have Elliott, and then Jimmy Johnson sitting there last. Hendrick Carr in the standings, 21st. How often have we said that? That's been a long time. We hear it all the time. We're getting better. We're getting better. You know, we're still working out the kinks and all that. But we're closing in here on a critical stretch here. And we're going to find out a lot more about Jimmy Johnson and Chase Elliott this weekend. If see, they can respond with some good runs. But if this trend continues to trying to hurt yourself, then these points come out to bite you. And we're starting to stack up these races here a little bit here. And moving forward, more points, the more lost points, and then you have to accumulate stage points as well. Chase Elliott was running in the top 10 late in this race at Texas before losing the top 10 position late. But the self-inflicted wounds, it has been the theme of the week, and they're going to have to get together. That's the bottom line here, because they're costing their driver right now. Not only that, but this organization, multiple spots. We know how talented Elliott is, and all of NASCAR Nation is really waiting on Chase Elliott to break out and finally get that win. We could see it this weekend. Could bounce back and win the race this weekend, but he's got to go through Kyle Busch, Denny Hamlin, Kyle Busch, and Kevin Harvick right now. So again, another penalty, second L1 penalty of the year. Unfortunately for that team, leads all categories right now in the penalty department, and also a loss of points too, very costly. And I know what Larry Mack said, I believe it was Larry Mack who said on Race Hub going back a couple weeks ago, well, we have to do post-race inspects, pre-race and post-race at the track, so you know we don't get all these penalties on Wednesday and take away the points and whatnot. But I mean, I don't know what to say to that. And you know, if we're all waiting to do post-race at the track, then what happens after the race and we don't inspect the cars, and teams are getting a little bit of an advantage here and there? You know, last year Toyota was expecting, you know, doing stuff underneath the race cars to make their cars a little bit better than everybody else's. And with this new kind of tweaking in the package this year, the Fords have had the advantage this year, clearly, slightly over the Toyotas, but Kyle Busch leading that charge right now, and Chevy, with all the anticipation of this car going out there and being right there on top of the manufacturer competition, it's been a slow-moving process. But we've seen bright spots here and there from the Chevy camp, but we haven't seen it consistently. So again, everyone's saying we're getting better. So when we're going to see the results, have to find out. But at least with short track racing, it kind of still evens the playing field a little bit, like restricted plate tracks. You know, you give lower budget teams an opportunity to possibly run better and take away aerodynamics and whatnot and beat and bang. That's what we're all going to see come this weekend, and next we got Richmond, and of course, again, the Great Equalizer is going to be related to Talladega as well. So definitely an interesting stretch here coming up, and Chase Elliott's team better get in the gear, because they cannot afford really any more penalties. Especially, you know, we all know what talent Chase brings to the table and all that, but the team got to stop shooting themselves in the foot. EG3 show, few more minutes. On the stage break, Chase Elliott announced yesterday by NASCAR getting hit with that team's second L1 penalty of the year. Remember, they got hit at Phoenix with an L1 penalty with the rear suspension. So, again, the guys stopped shooting themselves in the foot. You can listen to the EG3 show or pay attention to news, what's going on We've been in and out on Facebook, facebook.com/EG3Show for the latest. Again, I have been having my hands full away from the podcast with family stuff in a good way. So, we're trying to do that, trying to balance that out as well. EG3Show, again, listen to us on Audioboom, Spotify. And we've been getting, like I mentioned in the post-race podcast, a lot of hits on the Spotify page. That is great to hear. As well, continue to do that. And also, obviously, again, we would love for you new listeners to subscribe. Please subscribe to the EG3Show podcast on iTunes. Find it, our red cover with the EG3 logo with the four cars led by Hamlin, Kurt, and Busch. EG3Show on Facebook. Please subscribe, rate us, and if you want, you can leave us a comment there and leave us stars or whatever you want to do, or leave us a question for us to answer possibly in a future episode of the podcast. So again, Audioboom, Google Play, Spotify, iTunes. Please subscribe, rate, and review. Spread the word of the mouth. That helps as well to get more people involved. I know there's a lot of NASCAR podcasts out there right now, and we're the newest kids on the block to hit iTunes this year. So again, what's our motto here for y'all listeners on the EG3 show? What it is? Yep. Join the movement, folks. Join the movement, folks, again. And add the EG3 show podcast to your list of NASCAR list of podcasts throughout the week. Again, EG3 show. We are moving along and it's just getting good, folks, here on the EG3 show. And again, the next time you'll be hearing me will be the pit road segment. Again, the Xfinity side of things here. Might throw a change up here. Still haven't had an opportunity to see who it is yet, but you will be first to know. Want you to tune in next time to the EG3 Show podcast. And again, like I said earlier, I have a lot of things going on with family going on here this throughout all week, really. So I'm going to try this weekend to get also the weekend look of Bristol. We got a Dash for Cash opening race this weekend, and of course, a critical race at Bristol, short track number 2. And remember the last time we had a short track race, Clint Bowyer broke a long winless drought. So it'd be interesting. Bristol's going to be one of those races here to see who's going to come out on top of that, folks. So a lot going on this weekend, and pumped up here this weekend for some short track action. But for right now, the garage is closed. EG3 show closing up. Thank you for listening to the EG3 show, everybody. And again, today's stage break, Chase Elliott announced yesterday by NASCAR, the team, the number 19 for the second time early in the year, getting hit with an L1 penalty. And the hits keep coming for the number 19. Will they bounce back here this weekend? Have to find out here this weekend at Bristol. Right now, we're closing up shop. Thank you for listening once again. It's an honor once again to do this podcast, and very grateful for all listeners around the world tuning into this podcast. It's unbelievable, unbelievable support from everybody, and continue to spread the word and continue to listen to the EG3 Show podcast. But for right now, we're rolling out of here, and we'll talk to you next time on the EG3 Show podcast. We out.